Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show. Get her done, people. It's Tuesday. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What's going on with the lights? Oh, the overheads.
Are they in that on?
Oh, yeah.
Put those warm lights on. Yeah.
Yeah, I want it. Sweat.
Get light on the moneymaker.
Yep. Holy guacamole.
I didn't see it.
You missed
it.
That shirt hangs just right.
I was talking about your face, but you know, whatever.
Hilarious. Oh my God. Vinny and I were talking in the other room about how youth is wasted on the young. Like, we're looking at these pictures of, like, I don't know, is it Taylor Swift and Hailey Baldwin and all these people?
They just look so
fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
So not worn out.
Oh my God.
Life hasn't beaten them down
no
yet.
Oh my God. God. Well, I do take some comfort in knowing it's coming for them too. Like, you know, it's
age is coming for you, kids.
Like, enjoy it.
That's what, so what she sent me handed me the picture of Haley, and she's going, come on, she's butt ugly. And I'm like, but I'm looking at it thinking, how will that age? You know what I mean?
Like,
how will her face age?
It's going to turn into your Aunt Susie.
Someone texted. I feel bad calling these young kids ugly, but someone texted.
I don't think she's ugly. Sarah
she's
does.
A dog.
Someone texted yesterday that, she has a butter face, and yeah, that face is not going to age well.
Somebody actually said it's not going to. That's
said,
so
yeah.
funny, because that's exactly what Vinny said. Like, how's that going to look? Put a few years on that, a few miles on those tires.
Listen, she's got money to fix that stuff.
Yeah, she does. Rich people, they're just like us, only with money.
Richer.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they stay together. And...
Yeah. No,
well,
I'm sure she won't jack her face up with all kinds of surgeries trying to keep Justin interested.
Yeah. Get the Joker face.
Her rig is amazing.
Like, yeah,
she is. I think she might have the hottest body going right now.
Oh,
but, I don't know about that face. Well, you like that.
Oh my God. I do. I like him skinny.
Boy, look.
Yesterday,
I
was driving my daughter to piano.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And no, it's all good. I'm driving her to piano, and I'm in my van, and I plug in my phone, and you don't have to.
I do.
And I hit Bob Marley is on.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we start talking about, she was like, what's the first record that you played for me? And I go, it's Bob Marley.
Oh.
The Beach Boys were second, and who was third? The Go-Go's. I'm like, right. So these are bands I'm exposing her to, because I want her to have a foundation of certain things,
mm-hmm.
right? So as we're listening to Bob Marley and we're getting closer to the piano place, she goes, well, he is one of the all-time greats. Mm. There are certain artists. And she goes, like, Justin Bieber, because that's who she's into right now.
Right.
I told you guys that I walked in the other day on her listening.
Baby, 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 oh, like baby.
So
good. God, there's so many great songs you're going to get to listen
luckily,
to.
Luckily, I was in a spot where I could pull over.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you pulled over when
say,
she said Justin
me,
Bieber.
Child.
You got to listen to me right now. This is important. You can like Justin Bieber and you can love Justin Bieber. But Justin Bieber is never going to be, no matter what he does in his whole life, he's never going to be on the same level with Bob Marley.
He's just not in the same category.
I need you to understand that. And she goes, okay.
Oh, so, my boy. Well,
dang, Dad. Can you just
over.
Keep driving?
Can no. I please go to my piano lesson?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, you cannot. You cannot. No.
So is it just a simple, okay, Dad?
Yeah. No, she's like, all right. And I went, okay.
So she's going to go tell all her friends.
Put the music, that her dad's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. She needs to know.
Well, you know, kids go through their, they like what they like. I was reading some article this morning about how our brains are just not wired to like new music.
Mm.
That, like, you get to a certain point and It's why old people.
Is that our arrested music development?
Apparently it is.
Right? I don't know. I like a lot of new music, but I do also lean towards the things I grew up with.
Well, right. You've actually made a good effort at forcing yourself to continue to. Well, I don't even force myself. I'm like, that sucks.
There's some great new bands.
I hear new music bands. Here.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll listen to. Excuse you.
That was
sometimes
Alex.
We listen to. He's not in
he's
the room,
not even
Vinny.
There.
He's not even in here.
He's down under the.
Oh, boy.
Is under he? The desk.
No, he isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You don't need to keep saying that.
Well,
it's Alex.
Have
okay,
you got him switching chairs?
He thought about
trying.
It.
Keep trying.
He thought about it, but that's the comfortable chair, you know? And it doesn't always do it. It's just, it seems to just settle in under him in the morning.
It's your fat ass, baby.
I am trying to drop weight. I was on the treadmill yesterday.
Who are you?
I saw him shirtless yesterday in the...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
We went downstairs. We took, we're leaving the building together.
Oh,
and,
man.
Did he
take off his Alice shirt?
He had the pink shirt on.
Yeah, did he just throw that out?
So,
did he leave it in the garage?
So we're chatting in the garage, and I walk over to my car, and I turn the corner to... And I see the shirt up, and I look through the windows of all the other cars, and I can see Vinny's whole back and his, all his biscuity, but perfect.
Oh, how dare you!
It was awesome. I was thinking,
it was
should
awesome.
In that moment, it's so funny. I ran through like 15 calculations. Like, should I say it was good or should I say it was bad? Like, what's the best thing for the air here? That's a little biscuity. So the
works.
But it's all tattoo-y.
Yeah,
it was so funny because I was. It was just so surprising. I didn't expect to see it. And I thought, oh, boy, people probably see that on the beach all the time. You're always pulling off all your wetsuit stuff. It's a good look. She just goes shirtless all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. People love that.
They do. Oh, my God. I bet you that our looking glass viewing would go up by 50%.
At least.
Oh, if I was topless? Uh-huh. I bet it would go up by 100% if you two were topless.
Oh.
Well, it might, but...
it's illegal for us to do
It is illegal for us to show our incredible, gorgeous boobs.
Yeah, they're
but
hot.
It's not illegal for you to show all your incredible, gorgeous tattoos, et cetera.
It's art. Yours is art.
Yours is art. Ours is just body parts.
Yep. Biscuity, too.
Yep.
I forgot I was going to tell you something,
biscuity.
And you guys just
I'm
kept
so
going.
Biscuity.
Now I'm completely...
like a dozen biscuits on me.
I got a baker's dozen.
I'm giving him crap. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'll never get naked in front of anybody besides my husband ever again.
Neither.
Not a doctor, no one. I'm going to tell the mortician, just burn me. Don't look at me. Whatever I have on,
don't
just
look
slide
at me.
It
don't
in.
Don't let anybody look at me.
Put it right in the oven.
It is slightly depressing, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's horrible. It's like we were talking about, we've just been standing here living our lives in a truck. The old guy truck hit us both at the same time. We were just talking to each other, not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've definitely said to the missus with my shirt off, look what your dreams did to me.
You wanted kids. Look what happened to me. Those kids did this to my body.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, with all the meals.
I know.
Always with the eating.
Well.
Meanwhile, she's like thinner than ever.
Wow. You know what? She can still go out. She ran on Sunday. She went out and ran 10 miles without.
So, she trained for it.
Yeah, she doesn't. There's no build up. There's no practice. Yeah.
She's just built
she's
to run.
She's barely run this year, just like I've barely done anything this year. This year's been all about that little joy, bundle of joy.
Da-da.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you, she's into you. That's always fun.
Yeah.
510 says, good morning, listening on radio.com from Reno.
Oh, so
good
listening.
Morning, Reno.
Perfect, crystal clear perfection.
Oh, I was going to tell you guys, yesterday we got a message on the landline from PG&E.
Yeah.
Did you also get a phone call?
I did not.
I don't have a landline.
Oh, because it was high fire danger?
And I didn't sign up for the alert that you can get on your phone.
Oh.
There's a text message alert that you can get.
Everybody beware, and I'll mention this a few times, they're going to be turning people off tomorrow.
Mm.
And it looks like I'm going to be one of the lucky contestants.
Yay.
Well, I mean...
A generator?
No.
Thinking about getting a generator.
I don't know where to plug the generator
in. I keep thinking about that.
You don't plug it in. God.
Runs propane?
I just know he's joking, right? That had to be a joke.
I hope Christina will help him out.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah. think if it's going to run your house, you got to get an electrician out there to hook it up. But then it's just, you know, you put gas in it.
See, you don't even know.
Well, I wouldn't.
Wise guy.
Well, I wouldn't know how to plug what needs to be on it in there. I assume it just goes through the electrical box in your house. I have no idea.
Yeah, right. Me neither.
But I know for a fact you don't plug that thing in. That is one thing I know. Oh, man. I want to get an RV. I want to get an RV because then if, you know, all the power goes out in the house, I'd be able to, like, run. I'm sure that has a generator, right? In RVs, they have to be able to operate without it. I'll just move into the RV. I'll just live in an RV. God. I want to live in an RV.
PG&E could cut power in 7 Bay Area counties due to fire danger as early as, like, midnight.
Tonight.
It's supposed to be cooler, though, today, isn't it?
A little bit cooler than yesterday. And
is
then,
it windier or something?
It's very windy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the big problem, is the wind.
It's been so still and perfect the last couple days.
Scary. The Fire Weather Watch applies to North Bay Hills and Valleys, East Bay Hills and Valleys, Diablo Range, and Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh.
That's me.
I didn't hear me. That's good.
I mean, it could go, they're saying it could be 5 or 7 days. It could be.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to go get it. You have to go get it.
Excuse me.
You got to get a generator.
No, I'll just go to the apartment.
What if it won't affect it there?
That's not going to be affected.
How do you know?
Because it's not a fire danger spot.
Well, that's what they thought of all these towns that burned down.
I think they knew that that was a fire danger spot.
I don't know, man. Those look like regular neighborhoods to me.
Oh, they're also saying customers in sections of Alameda, Contra Costa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Solana, Sonoma counties.
Yeah, it's going to... Yeah, look...
get ready
to
get...
This is a reality that we're going to have to prepare for, whether we all go get generators or we, you know... Yeah. Rent freezer space somewhere. That's the problem is, you know, there's so many freaking problems. People who are on like a home, they've got something that they need to plug in for a medical reason. They were saying that was one of the big things.
That is so important.
I know. I'm sure they're not cutting power to like a hospital, but if you've got devices and stuff that you need to run at your house or things that need to get plugged in or, you know, you need to figure that out. There are portable, generators as well that there's even solar powered ones that they run for quite a good amount of time. I think you can just Google that. You know, Pat is a big survivalist and he has this this little generator.
My Pat?
Yeah, your Pat, the one that our Pat, the director of the movie you starred in.
Right.
It's a solar thing and it's so it's silent and then you can plug emergency stuff. Like you could plug your fridge into it.
Oh.
If you needed to. I don't know. I guess the next day you got to take it outside and let it charge back up.
Well, based on my body review from you, I could do without some food for a while. So it'd be nice if my
just eat dry pasta.
Just
you'll
let
be fine.
The fridge go down.
But you got those kids that need to eat.
God, they get so like loud when they're hungry.
Take a bite of daddy.
Right here.
Hi,
everybody.
Right Dad's got a dozen biscuits.
This chunk
all
right here
buttered
in the
up
back.
And ready to go.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, you know, Nona's been visiting, so there's no shortage of.
Delicious
extra
things to eat.
Good. I mean, both of us, me and the missus, are like right after Nona leaves.
Back on a diet. Yeah.
Diet.
Isn't that funny how like you find reasons in your life to wait to be on your diet?
Well, what are you supposed to
do? No, like, nothing. I mean, 100%
it's
with
like,
you.
You know, I mean, I used to be able to just say, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I got pushback from everybody I knew. You're rude. Thoughtless little pig. Leaves me sitting there going, shoot, man, I'm just trying to stick to my plan.
No.
But, you know, that's somehow if you try to hold the line, then you're
now you're rude.
Then you're ranked as some dickhead.
Yeah.
Well.
Why are you such a... Such an,
I'm just
I want to say it, but I'm afraid to. I feel like we already said it once. I don't want to say it again.
Anyway,
it's my perfect
point,
word, though.
I know. Well, my point is, I'm just trying to. I'm not to be rude, but you don't have to bring 40 cookies that you made the night before when you come for a big.
Well, I don't want them at my house.
Right.
Here's these things.
Oh my God. So our running joke, because you know, every time we have somebody in town, like you wind up going to restaurants,
right,
and you eat more or they're cooking whatever. So like in the olden days before my brother lived here, you know, we'd occasionally have guests and we'd occasionally go off of our diet. But man, they're eaters, and they're like Midwestern eaters. Mm. Like John, his entire recipe book
Big
is...
Big John.
Big John, my Big John, my brother. His entire recipe book is put some cheese on it and put it in the oven. You know, like that's... It's all... It's heavy. So on Tuesdays, they cook for us. So yesterday, she said, so what do you want to have for dinner tomorrow? And that's my Debbie impersonation. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't know. How about salad? And
what?
She goes, and she's like... Well, I can't just make salad. John won't eat just salad. I said, well, sprinkle a little cheese on it. Put it in the oven.
Right.
She's
put some meat in that salad.
So she's running through all this. She goes, oh, what about like buttered carrots? And I'll make like a spinach thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, that sounds good. Yeah. It's vegetables at least.
To my point.
And she's, it's just food.
Right.
But it's, you know, listen, I'm grateful they're cooking me dinner every Tuesday night.
Yeah, and that's how she's showing appreciation
right.
and love.
And she is she's a good cook, but everything's real heavy.
And I'm sure she enjoys it.
She did these things called, like, they're called sassy tailgate sandwiches. Mm. And they're those Hawaiian rolls, you know, mm-hmm. the really good
Kings.
Ones.
Oh my God, Kings? The Hawaiian rolls! I could just eat a whole palette of
so
those things.
So it's when I put meat on a sandwich, I will put one layer of meat, like mm-hmm. once. No, I don't know. Most people like a big hunk of meat in there. I just want if I'm having a ham sandwich, it's a slice of ham. So that's all I want. So
I might go two, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Where you have to pull.
I'm like, I'm gonna pull half this
off.
Can I pay less for the sandwich and only have two pieces of ham on the whole thing?
The delis think they're doing you a favor.
I'm like, don't do it. I don't want an inch of meat. I don't want to chew an inch of meat in my mouth.
I want to fit it in my mouth too.
Right. Oh, right. Sure. So the sassy tailgate sandwiches she made either last week or the week before. I don't know. They're still on me somewhere. I mean, they're for sure got a couple of those.
Yeah,
see right here on the hips. So they're these little, you know, delicious Hawaiian rolls. It's this couple pieces of ham, a big thing of melted cheese. Then they take that that French onion dip,
mm-hmm.
and there's a huge smear of that on top inside the sandwich, and then on top it's like butter and garlic, like some kind of thing that's been gone over the top, and then the whole thing gets baked.
Wow.
And so you pull them apart and you're holding them and there's just like grease dripping off your hand, and then you take one bite, you're like, damn, that's actually pretty sassy.
Heaven.
That's pretty good. Just like try to limit myself to two, you know, the little rolls.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But you know, like you'd never make that in real life. But she's like, oh, I'm making sassy tailgate sandwiches. I'm like, oh, whatever those are, I'm totally in, I guess.
So what is she deciding for tonight?
I don't know, chicken or something. Mm. She's like, oh, how about, she makes it sound really low-cal. Like, we'll do a simple grilled chicken and, you know, and the veggies. And I'm like, okay. And I'll give you a report tomorrow and tell you, you know,
how they just,
you know, managed to wrap the chicken in cheese.
Chicken corn
and roll it,
blue.
Right, roll it in panko and pan fry it and put some cheese on it and put it in the oven. Anyway. All right, let's roll here.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm already hungry.
We got Scott on later today at 8.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Okay, great. I'll reorganize my stories. Because I won't be getting any of those in the 8 o'clock hour.
Correct.
I always have the best of intentions. Like, oh, Scott will come in and I'll tell him some stories and we'll hear his thoughts on stories.
I watched a segment on his Facebook because he started smartly putting little clips of himself performing.
Per your instructions.
And he's very good, as you guys know. I believe he's very good.
I love his comedy.
And I was watching the Niners were on last night, and they, oh, God, it was such a good game. But I believe in the clip I watched, he was calling his husband a black man.
Yeah.
What?
Is that, so that's a running theme that he's got?
Yes, you've definitely heard him call him that before.
Oh,
yes.
I hadn't.
Yes. You can talk to him about that today. Just like we didn't realize that Edson was a black man. I think he just wants to seem sexier, you know.
Oh.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I never heard the
Maybe my husband's a black guy thing.
He makes the joke. What was he saying?
He was talking about how he's a married guy and he misses sex. You know, and then he, something about how he met his black husband at a club. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to, you guys can go click on it.
Yeah.
Go to his Facebook page and watch the video. He's great.
Yeah.
But I just hadn't heard that Edson was a black guy.
I haven't maybe heard that he joke do, in, maybe he in do a while. Live for yeah, sure. But I've definitely
perform,
heard him.
Perform, monkey.
Yes. We're going to want to hear a clip.
Yeah.
Roll a live. Clip right yeah. now. All right. KLSC, KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.